This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Reminders of former U.S. President Donald Trump's towering influence over the Republican Party were everywhere at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference this weekend in Washington. The three-day conference illustrated the iron grip Trump holds over the right-wing, grassroots base of his party and how hard it could be for a challenger to deny Trump the Republican presidential nomination in 2024. In his address on Saturday, Trump said he was the only candidate who could end what he called World War III. He said, before I even arrive at the Oval Office, I will have the disastrous war between Russia and Ukraine settled. It will be settled quickly. He said he had a great relationship with Putin and the Russian president would listen to him. Trump vowed it would take him no longer than one day to end that war. Trump served as a closing speaker for the event on Saturday and vowed, we are going to finish what we started. Ukrainian forces defending the eastern city of Bakhmut are facing increasingly strong pressure from Russian forces, military intelligence said Saturday. Explosions could be heard in Reuters footage showing Ukrainian soldiers digging trenches on Bakhmut's outskirts. The battle here has raged on for 7 months. A Russian victory in the city, which has been blasted to ruins, would give Moscow the first major prize in a costly winter offensive. Ukraine is reinforcing the area with elite units, while regular Russian army and forces of the private military Wagner Group have made further advances into Bakhmut's northern suburbs. This, according to the British Defense Ministry in its daily intelligence bulletin. Tens of thousands of Israelis are protesting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's contentious plan to overhaul the legal system in the country as the government presses on with the proposed changes despite the mass opposition. The central city of